Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Each Christian has been given a unique spiritual capability, and without its exercise, the body of Christ is incomplete. Today, some details on the three different kinds of gifts the Spirit bestows. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as we continue a series on finding where you fit. Dr. Lutzer comes again to challenge each of us to unwrap your gift, explaining that the Spirit's gifts are not all the same.
Now, I want you to notice that there are three different kinds of gifts. There are speaking gifts, which sometimes are exalted, the gift of teaching, the gift of being an apostle, or the gift of sharing as an exhorter. There are speaking gifts. There are sign gifts. And they are the ones that cause the controversy today, because even in the early church, after the early church, as you look at church history, many of these miraculous gifts somehow died away. And even during periods of revival, they never took place, because the apostles were able to do some very special gifts they received. 2 Corinthians 12:12, the apostle Paul says, "I was able to do the signs of an apostle." But you have speaking gifts, you then have sign gifts, and you have the service gifts, administration, helps, etc. Now, what the Apostle Paul is trying to help us to see today is that we matter and we fit somewhere. And the body of Jesus Christ is made weaker if we're not serving, and it is made stronger if we serve, but some place, somewhere, we fit. God created us to be a part of the body. To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit. It's interesting that the Apostle Paul calls the more ordinary gifts, such as administrating or helping or words of wisdom and knowledge, he considers those also to be the manifestation of the Spirit, just as much as the miraculous gifts that are listed in the passage. So everyone has a gift. Secondly, if you're dissatisfied with your gift, you are dissatisfied with your God. Notice what it says very clearly in verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually. I love that. This is not just a coat off the rack. This is tailor-made. This is a gift that suits you exactly, because God knows exactly how you were put together. He was there when you were formed in your mother's womb, and he gave you all of your hard wiring, as it were. Now, we can change the software, but there's nothing that we can do with the basic, raw way God made us. But notice, this was not happenstance. Distributing to each one individually just as he wills. Do you realize that God was there when you were created? Some of us look into the mirror and we wonder where he was when we were put together. But I want you to know today that you can be satisfied with the way you look. Now, there are things that you can do to improve it. There are New Year's resolutions that you can make that will bear fruit if you're consistent for 365 days. But fundamentally, we've been created by God. Our appearance and our giftedness is a part of who we are. And if we are dissatisfied, we argue with God. In next week's message, I'm going to emphasize the great need in the church of the lifting up, of the encouragement of the unseen gifts. Because there are some gifts that get all the attention, but it's the unseen ones. It's the one that we ones that we don't think are important, that Paul is going to say later on, are very important to the body. Are you happy with the way God created you? Are you happy with the way in which you fit within the body? And then finally, and most importantly, it seems to me that giftedness involves givingness. That is to say that when you read this passage, the reason that the Spirit of God has poured out gifts upon the church is that we might do service for the common good. And that means that we extend ourselves, that we commit ourselves, that we become involved, that we sacrifice for the body. That's the whole point of giftedness. Now, Moody Church is a big church, and sometimes we have people come to us who are hurting, and they've maybe had a bad experience in another church. Recently, I heard about some folks like that, and they come, and they may sit in the back, and they may leave at the time of the benediction, and they're here to heal, and they're here to rethink and to regroup, and that's perfectly fine. We welcome you. We welcome all who come to the church for whatever reason, obviously. But there does come a time, even in the lives of people like that, over a period of perhaps 6 months or a year, when they decide that this is going to be their congregation. This is where God has led them, and it is time at that point to commit and to say, if this is where God led us, this is now where we serve and we pray and we work and where we exercise our gifts within this body. And I want to speak to some of you who've been around a while and you've never committed to this church. I want to speak to you for a moment. I don't believe that it's just a mistake. I don't believe that it's just an oversight. I don't believe that it's just a bad idea, but I believe that it is an actual sin. A sin before God to have people who benefit from the body but who refuse to contribute to the body. It is a sin for some people to say, "Preach to me, sing to me, keep the church warm for me. When I'm sick, visit me. And when I'm distressed, counsel me and publish your bulletin for me. But just see if I'll give my time, my talents, my energies, and my money to the church." That is a sin. A sin. And that accounts for the weakness of many a local church and a weakness in the body of Jesus Christ. Read verse 11 again. "To one and the same Spirit, he works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills." Why? Verse 7, "For the common good." God has gifted you that you might serve the body and strengthen it, that we might have a better witness to the world. Do you realize that the Lord Jesus is never going to say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, for thou hast listened to 2,647 messages, and twice that number of choir numbers, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." It's not going to happen that way. You read the context of those words, it is where God says, "I am gifting you, and I am giving you the talents, and I am giving you money, and I am giving you the ability to serve, and I am giving you the body, and you had better serve within it, or else you will miss out." If you go into our own lobby area there, you can see a list of those who served in World War II, I believe it is. And most churches have a list of people like that. And one day there is this story, which some of you perhaps have heard, of a little boy who looked up and saw this list. And he said, "Mommy, who are these people?" And she said, "Well," she said, "son, those are the ones who died in the service." He said, "Oh, really?" He said, which one, the morning or the evening? Today I'm talking to some of you who, for all practical purposes, have died in the service. But I'm also asking you before God to ask him a question. And the question is, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Where do I fit to help us accomplish the goal of being known in the city of Chicago as a caring, culturally diverse community that seeks to see lives changed by the gospel message? And we need every single one of you, every one of you, to be on board and to say, here are my gifts, here are my talents. And there are times when we are laid aside and God gives us a different gift. You remember what the Apostle Paul says? Ye helping together by prayer. There is always something you can do until you're dead. Then we make no more requirements and we add no more burden upon you. But until then, we contribute toward the body. And now a footnote. There are some of you who for whom this message is far too far along in your own spiritual development. You have to go back a step. And you go back a step and realize that you have not received the supreme gift yet. And that is the gift of salvation, which is a free gift. It is given to those who believe in Christ. And when you receive that free gift, you become a member of the body of Jesus Christ. God will work in your life to help you see what your gift is, and then you'll begin to contribute. But to receive Christ and the gift of salvation is the first thing that you must do. And if you do not know that you have done that, you probably haven't. And even today, you can believe in him. Well, yes, this is Pastor Lutzer, and if you have never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, as I emphasized, salvation is a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were to bow your head no matter where you are, whether you are riding in a car, listening in your living room, and all kinds of other places where people listen today, the office and what have you, no matter where you are, you bow your head and say, Jesus, I want to receive the gift of salvation. As a sinner, I receive it by faith. But then, of course, God puts you within the body of Jesus Christ and you begin to realize that you have a part to play. And when I preach a message like I just did, I don't want to give the impression that being a Christian is just a matter of work. It is work, but it's work that is energized by the blessed Holy Spirit. It is work that is motivated by a passion and a love for Jesus. And all that needs to be birthed in our hearts by the power of the Spirit. You let him do it today.
Erwin Lutzer has concluded a message on Unwrap Your Gift, the first in his series on Finding Where You Fit. Next time, join us as Dr. Lutzer explains the process of finding your place.
My friend, I want to share something with you. Many people, when thinking of Running to Win, think about me or the Moody Church. But this program isn't about me or the church. It's all about Jesus. Our mission is to share the gospel with the world, to transform lives to the glory of God, and our endurance partners are vital in helping us achieve this goal. Please consider joining hands with us each month as an endurance partner. Now, to find out more, go to moodymedia.org and click on Endurance Partners. Together, we can share the good news of the gospel with multitudes around the world.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.